never paid this much for gas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Prices at the pump hit new all-time highs this morning, eclipsing March's record shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine. AAA now puts regulars' national average at $4.37 per gallon.
They say the reason for the hike is primarily due to the high cost of crude oil, which is more than $100 a barrel. The highest gas prices are being seen in California, where AAA says the average is about $5.84 a gallon. Lower averages are showing up in Georgia at about $3.90 a gallon.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Diesel also an all-time high today, $5.55 per gallon. Later this morning, President Biden will unveil a new plan to try to lower inflation, fighting price fixing and rising drug costs and making child care less expensive.
The president will also address the supply chain crisis. We've talked about how that's causing a baby formula shortage. Yesterday, Jen Psaki told reporters that the FDA is working around the clock to make sure the products are available.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni referencing the White House press secretary. An escaped Alabama murder suspect back behind bars after he and a corrections officer on the run with him were tracked down in Evansville, Indiana. Then they crashed after a high-speed chase.
The inmate, Casey White, who was slightly injured, gave himself up. But police say Vicky White shot herself, dying in a hospital a short time later. Vicky White allegedly helped the convict escape after reportedly engaging in a romantic relationship with him that lasted years.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The polls are just opening across Nebraska. There are contested primary races for governor. On the Republican side, Charles Herbster, backed by former President Trump, is facing sexual misconduct allegations he denies. It's also primary day in West Virginia, where two Republican congressmen, Alex Mooney and David McKinley, are facing off. This man tells Fox,
I already voted for Mooney, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid to say what he feels. He's for Trump. People are afraid to say they're for Trump.
McKinley was endorsed by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia keeps attacking a port city in Ukraine, Odessa, trying to disrupt the supply line of American and other foreign weapons being sent to Ukraine, and the U.S. may send more.
Congress could move on a nearly $40 billion aid package to Ukraine this week, an even bigger sum for military and humanitarian assistance than President Biden first requested. An earlier funding bill worth more than $3 billion in military aid is nearly exhausted, but the plan is unlikely to include additional funding for COVID relief. President Biden has warned the U.S. will need to spend billions to keep up with stocking vaccines, therapeutics, and other treatments. In a statement, the president says he is willing to accept the two measures move separately to prevent aid for the war in Ukraine from slowing down. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate has taken action in response to the protests outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. That was at Samuel Alito's house yesterday. He wrote the leaked draft opinion showing those justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. Senators voted unanimously to provide security to the justices and their families. The House considers that next. A Grammy Award-winning rapper is in trouble.
Young Thug arrested Monday and charged with criminal street gang activity and conspiring to violate the RICO Act. The charges against the popular rapper from Atlanta, whose real name is Jeffrey Lamar Williams, stem from alleged offenses in 2013 and 2018. Prosecutors say this is not the first brush with the law for Young Thug. He was arrested on drug charges in DeKalb, Georgia in 2017. Williams' defense attorney says that the rapper plans to contest the allegations. Williams has performed with such high-profile artists as Camila Cabello, Elton John, and Cardi B. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after some big sell-offs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.